Do you still remember that ruthless Jen was kind of noble arranging in the Twilight Saga Eclipse? She is 70-year-old Dakota Fanning. She is now busy working with her new films such as Mississippi Wild, Girls Night Out, etc. Both of the films will be on the next year. Now, let's know more about this little girl.
还记得《暮光之城三：月食》里面的冷酷的简吗？这个具有贵族气质的吸血鬼扮演者，正是现年17岁的达科塔·范宁。现在他正为两部新戏忙碌着。据悉，《狂野密西西比》和《公主奇遇记》这两部电影将在明年上映。现在，让我们来了解一下吧。
When she was a little girl, she used to act at home. She pretended to be pregnant.With blankets in her clothes, while her sister acted as a baby. Her outstanding performance in the theater nearby caught the attention of the staff there, and they suggest her parents to arrange an agent for her. The loving parents did so and moved to LA for her better development.
在跨入电影界前，范宁就开始在家里表演。她经常把毛毯塞进衣服里，假装怀孕。而她的妹妹则扮成婴儿。范宁还去过家附近的一个剧场，其出色的表演引起了剧场的注意，并建议她的父母安排范宁见经纪人。这对爱子心切的父母更是为了女儿更好的发展，举家搬迁到洛杉矶。
Then she signed the contract with a professional agent and immediately got a role in Tomcats. In 2001,She succeeded in the screen test for I Am Sam. The film's crews were all convinced by her talents. It is I Am Sam that wins her fame, and from then on, she has a rather busy schedule.
在与一个专业经纪人签约后，她立刻在《熊猫》里得到一个角色。后来，她参加了为电影《我是山姆》主角所举办的试镜。导演、其他的剧组人员都为她非凡的才能所折服。他的表演天赋立刻为世界闻名，更为他赢得了不少片约。
In 2005, she finished Steven Spielberg's War of Words, in which she co-studied with Tom Cruise, and then worked it with Julia Roberts in Charlotte's Web. This is a rather warm story, and won her lots of positive comments. The filmmaker Jordan Kerner said, "When she was busy in War of Words,We have to find others to replace her, but none can compete with her."
范宁很快就接拍了斯蒂芬·斯皮尔伯格的电影《世界大战》，并且与汤姆·克鲁斯一同领衔演出。当拍摄结束后，范宁没有休息，就快速转移到下部影片《夏洛特的碗》的拍摄工作中。这次他的搭档是茱莉亚·罗伯茨。《夏洛特的碗》获得了不少温暖的好评。制作人乔丹·克纳说，当他被世界大战困住的时候，我们试着去寻找其他的年轻女星来演出，但他们都无一能与他相比。
One more interesting thing to mention is that as she was too short to get the mic to express herself in the Broadcast Film Critics Association Awards, Orlando Bloom had to hold her in his arms for her to make a speech.And Fanning expressed thanks to this gentleman, for he held her for a rather long time.
有件有趣的事是，当范宁赢得了广播影评人协会所颁发的最佳年轻演员奖项时，因为个子太小而碰不到麦克风，颁奖人奥兰多·布鲁姆便一直抱着他，让他发表自己的得奖感言。他也坦言非常感谢奥兰多，因为他举了我很长很长一段时间。
Will she feel regret about her lost childhood? She answered like, never. I just enjoy acting. It brings me so much fun. It's always so cool that I would never get tired of it. This is Fanny, and she's always looking forward to her bright future.
她总是这样忙着拍戏，是否会为丢失的童年感到遗憾呢？她说，从来没有觉得。我非常喜欢演戏，对于我来说，演戏给我很多快乐，而且永远这样做也是很酷的，一点也不觉得厌烦。这就是樊宁，一个始终向往前方光明的姑娘。